Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Amen. That song you sang, I'm free again, boy. I tell you what, we ain't seeing free yet till we get on the other side over there. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, let's go to St. John chapter 6.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now. My church down there at Knob Road this morning, chapter 6, verse 48. We was down there this morning, and Lynn sung a song. He didn't stay dead, and he's not going to stay gone. And he's going to come back one day for us, those that are saved. Now right here in John chapter 6, verse 48, it says, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven.
It's the bread.
That a man may eat thereof and not die. You may be seated. That's Amen. What the Lord gave me here about a week ago. He gave me that. The manna that come from the... Now our fathers, like he was talking, they did eat in the wilderness. God sent them like small little white crackers that's kind of sugary like. But what he's talking about Jesus. He's talking about the bread from heaven.
Amen.
He's talking about the one. He said, there's only one. And if you notice right there, it said, I am the bread of life. And that's what he said. I am the bread of life. And there's no other. And it's like it went on. He kept asking old Peter. And that's one of my favorite places I like to go to many times before. And keep on. He said, Peter, who do thou say that I am? Now that I am is very important.
Amen.
You know, I got to studying that out one time. I preached it one time at this other church, and I got to thinking about that. I got to asking. I got to asking God questions. Can you ask Him questions? Well, sure.
Yeah.
I asked Him. That's what He wants you to do. Is
Amen.
Ask Him. And I kept asking Him. I said, Lord, I said, you was there that Saturday night that I got saved, wasn't you? He said, I am. I said, you was the one that went to Calvary and died for my sins. He said, I am. I said, you the one that rose on the third day as a resurrected Savior. He said, I am the one. And I said, you're the one that nailed the sins to the cross. He said, I am the one.
Yeah.
And that's like he said, and he fed the 5,000. Well, that was just me, and there was more than that. Well, see, we've come here tonight, we're going to break a little bread. We're going to break bread.
Amen.
That bread is about Jesus.
Yeah.
I have no power, none whatsoever, but I can tell you about Jesus. I can tell you about the man, Isaiah 53 and 5. It says it all, that he went to Calvary for our iniquities and our
Amen.
Transgressions.
Yeah.
He took it, and he
that's
took
right.
it all. By his stripes we were healed.
Right.
It ain't nothing that I did. It's what Jesus did.
Amen.
Jesus did it all. There was no other that could go in and grab the book out of his hand.
Yeah.
They said they searched from heaven, and they searched on the bottom, and they couldn't find nobody. There was only one, and that was Jesus. Jesus Christ is the life.
Amen.
He's the way, the truth, and the life.
Right.
And there is no other way. You're not going to get into heaven or crawling up the backside. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
He said, you'll go by the door. You'll go by that door, and that door is Jesus. There
Amen.
Is no other door. I'd like to read you something here, John 3:15. He said, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Like the brother said here tonight, there's one day we're going to leave out of here. I told Tommy as we were sitting there, I said, yeah. I said, my ticket's done been punched. I just ain't been delivered yet. I'm waiting on that delivery for him to come and get me, but that may be a little while, and that's fine. Until then, I'm going to go all the way with him. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going with God all the way. He did something for me that no man could do. He did something for me that my mom and daddy couldn't do.
Amen. Yeah.
And that will save my soul from a place called hell.
Right.
Yeah. Hell will enlarge itself one more time tonight.
Sure.
For the simple fact they don't want to hear the word of God.
Sure.
They turn deaf ear up on it. They don't believe it.
Yeah.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
Those that have died lost, there's a hell full of them that believes it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, thank God I'm saved.
Yeah.
It's all I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my glasses on. I'm blind.
Epic.
John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, I love this right here. He was talking about Martha. Martha was talking about Lazarus. She said, Lord, if you'd been here, he would not have died. She said, I know he'll come up in the resurrection. Well, this is what Jesus told her. He said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live again. Well, this old body's going to die. It's going to go back to the ground from whence it come from. It ain't God didn't save the flesh. He saved that was inside of me. If you're here tonight and you're lost, you know what? You've got a soul that come from heaven, but you ain't let the light come on because you ain't been saved yet. You get down and you ask God to save you, and he'll put his blood on you. It's like I said before, and I believe this with all my heart. I believe when God saved me, he put a little drop of blood in that soul right there. And if the doctors could see it, which they can't, if they could see it, I was right there in that little circle. It says Jesus in the middle of it, because that's what he did. He sacrificed his life for us. He bled on that cross. They said he was like a sheep going in the shears. They said he never uttered a word. He went all the way. As Christians, we want to sit and moan and groan and whine and cry. Well, why God ain't doing this for me? Why God ain't doing that for me? I want to sum it up right here for you real quick. Sometimes the answer is no.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. The answer is no. You know, some Christians, it's going to get rough. Sometimes Christians need to shut up and listen.
Yeah.
It's like when you answer a phone, you say hello. And then you wait for someone else to speak.
Right.
That's the same way with God. When you get done praying, hey, don't cut it off.
Right. Yeah.
Give it a few minutes.
Right.
Give it a few minutes. He's the only way.
Amen.
The only way. Boy, I tell you what, I like that when he told Martha, I am the resurrection. That was just good. John 12:46. I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Now, he ain't talking about you going into a small dark room and sitting in the darkness. He's talking about your spirit. Your spirit ain't come alive yet. I mean, yeah, you got a spirit, but until the blood's being applied, guess what? It's going to sit in darkness. It don't know Jesus yet.
Amen.
It knows the Father. Did God not say in his word, which I know he did, he said, I formed Adam from the ground, and I breathe the living soul into his nostrils.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's God.
Yeah, it's God.
You've got it.
That's right.
But you got to use it.
Yeah.
You get saved, and God will put you to use. That's what he'll do. Well, let's go on here. Oh, I tell you what. John 20:30. But this are written, that ye might believe in Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have through his name. God bankrupted heaven for one reason. God was tired of the sacrificial animals. He got tired of it. He said they had to be one. One sacrifice. And that was Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus sacrificed his life so we could live eternally. When this old body dies right here, it's been said today, this old body, I mean, that's like me. I got type 2 diabetes and everything else. Well, diabetes is killing. No, it ain't. It's sin.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to pay up for what I've done in the past. And I'm going to pay up one way or another. But I promise you right now, I can promise you that I'll meet you on the other side over there, because I got born again over 11 years ago. I know what Jesus did for me. He come a strolling through that second pew one night, and he got to tinkering with my heart. I was sitting there with my Uncle Cecil. I was sitting there with him, and I went to get up, and he was looking at me like I was crazy. I thought I was crazy. My hands were sweaty. It felt like I had a golf ball in my throat. I couldn't swallow it. I got to sitting there, and God just kept a dealing with me, and I wouldn't move. It's like people today, there's people in the church house, you know you're lost, and you won't move. You don't move, it's your fault. You can't blame it on the pastor. You can't blame it on the preachers, the deacons.
Right.
It's your own fault. It's not between me, you, and God. It's between you and God, like my salvation is. It's between me and God. There ain't nobody else going to get involved in that.
Yeah.
It's like John 3:16, the first part is God so loved the world. So that word so made it personal. So loved the world. Made it personal.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad he come into my life. Because I tell you what, if you'd have known me before I got saved, you wouldn't have liked me. My daddy was a preacher. And he kept telling me, he'd point his finger at me. He said, "You better straighten up." I knowed what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And I'd avoid him. I ain't going around dead. He's going to put Jesus on me. But not knowing he was praying for me.
Yeah, right, right.
Praying for me. It took 38 years for me. For me to lay it down and say, "God, I'm sorry for my rotten carcass of my sins." I did like this right here. I went in that church one night and there was a preacher breaking the bread for me. And he said, "You're lost and you're going to die and go to hell if you don't get saved." I got me a piece of that man of that come from heaven. I didn't get the regular man. I got the one that come from heaven. I got the one that come down here of a Virgin Mary. That's the one I got. You know, the blood is Cain and Abel. When Cain slew Abel, God said that his voice, that he heard the voice, that his blood was spilt. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
So your blood got a voice. Now, I'm not talking about this blood pumping heart. I'm talking about that spiritual. I'm talking about that that spiritual that's in the darkness. If the blood ain't applied, he sees it.
Yeah.
He knows it. But it's up to you to get it right. It's up to you. It's up to you. I believe in the old time conviction.
Yeah.
I've been in churches when I was little. Bless God, I didn't know what was going on because I was little. But I felt something. And it's just like I felt over 11 years ago when I got saved. I like, well, that's what that was. That's the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
He wants to save me. He don't want me to go to hell.
Right. That's right. Right.
He said, he plainly, like your brother asked, hell was made for the devil and his angels. If a man enters into hell, he enters in as an intruder.
Intruder.
If you can't believe that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, and he was here 33 years, he did all the work. He healed the palsy. He healed the sick. He raised the dead.
Yeah.
Paul's mother-in-law, I'll never forget this. She had a fever and she was sick. He took care of it.
Yeah.
Jairus' daughter was dead. When Jesus walked in, they laughed at him. He said, "No, she's just asleep." She walked in and told her to rise. I'd like to be in there when he walked out with her, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'd like to be in there when Martha kept carrying on about Lazarus. He'd been there 4 days.
Yeah.
Lord, he stinketh.
Yeah.
4 days ain't nothing for God. Nothing.
Amen.
If Jesus had walked up there and said, "Come forth," and not said Lazarus' name, they would have been tombs opened up all across that hillside.
Yeah.
But he specifically said, "Lazarus, come forth."
Amen.
And he arose.
Yeah.
Most people don't believe that. I believe it with all my heart. I never seen Jesus go to Calvary and hang on that cross, but I know he did it.
Amen.
By what I feel in my heart.
Yeah.
By what he gave me.
Yeah. Amen.
He's helped me, he's lead me, and he guides me. And I asked him for that because I need it.
Amen.
Bobby White had led himself for 38 years and I didn't do nothing but ruin it. Didn't do nothing but ruin it. I'm 49 now. It's been the best 10, 11 years I've ever had.
Amen.
God's brought me through things. Thursday at the plant. I'm going to testify to you for a minute because God was there. I went into my job at the plant. Before we can load trucks, there's a belt there that froze up. Well, I was in between the weld house and the belt, which I'm a pretty good sized guy. This much space, ain't much room to work around with a big guy. And I was trying to free up the belt so where they could load the trucks. My co-worker behind me, he was carrying a propane torch, one of the big propanes. Let me explain something to you about the propane. You know, if you've got a propane tank that's on fire and it's open, it's not going to explode unless the fire surrounds it and heats it up. I was in between there trying to get that belt undone. My buddy behind me, he started hollering. He said, "Bobby, get out of there." And I turned around and looked. The hose on the torch had broke. It had fell down beside the torch. There was flames around the torch this high. They said, "Get out." I couldn't go out the same way I come in because that's where the torch was at. I couldn't get through it.
But now God said that he'd give you a way of escape.
Literally.
I'm not shy about it. I'll tell you, I'm 308 pounds. I come out from under that plant. He made a way to where I could crawl out. I mean, I busted my knee up pretty good. But I come out of that plant. Them boys was laughing about it. Said, we ain't never seen the big man move that quick. I said, I didn't want that propane tank to be permanently embedded in me for one.
Yeah. Thank God.
But God deserved that tank didn't blow up.
Thank God.
And I believe that with my whole heart.
Yeah. Right.
I believe he was there and he was watching over me.
That's
time.
God.
Yep. And that's just bless one of the name. Times that he's watched over me. You know why he watches over me like that? Because I believe his word. You know what this book right here is? This is 66 books of pure, raw power of God's power is what that is.
Amen.
That's all it is, his power.
Yeah.
If you're not saved, I know. I tried to read this thing when I wasn't saved and I couldn't get nothing out of it. I was reading a bunch of words and was reading a bunch of stories. But the day that I got saved, I opened up that book and I read the four Gospels first. That's where I started at because I wanted to know more about Jesus.
Amen.
I got to opening up and it was like I was standing there at the stories that were saying where he walked across the water to get old Peter. Peter, they thought he was a ghost. You know, he told Peter to come out. Peter, you know what Peter did? He took his eyes off Jesus. He went to fail. The greatest lifesaver there ever was right there in front of him.
Amen.
He took his eyes off him and he fell. What'd Jesus do? You know, that's what I love. That's what I love about him. His hand ain't too short and his hand ain't too long. He can reach you wherever you are.
Yeah.
Whether you're in a pew, whether you're in the ocean or wherever you're at, he can reach you.
Amen.
But you've got to believe what God's Son did. You've got to believe. If you get saved, you'll believe.
That's it.
I'm going to step out on a limb here. These churches around got gays in it. Now you tell me a gay person don't go to hell because he's gay.
That's right.
A drunk don't go to hell because he's drunk.
That's right.
It's non-belief.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
But if you've truly been saved,
that's right.
You'll know that that's an abomination to God,
true,
and you're not going to do it. It's not normal.
Yep.
Huh?
Amen.
That's where it's at.
Amen.
Right there. Yep. God's word plainly says it. It's an abomination to him.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 2, I believe it is where it speaks of it. It's wrong.
Chapter 1.
So you're not going to sit and tell me, well, I'm not going to believe it. Plain and simple. Because since I've been saved, have I failed? Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Right.
I've got an altar at the house in my bedroom. I need it. Sometimes I just like talking to him.
Yeah.
I can talk to him at the kitchen table.
Amen.
But I know what this word says. I don't know all of it from front to back. But if somebody comes up to me and asks me, hey, do you know how I get saved? Well, let me read you a scripture that I go to all the time. Romans chapter 10, verse 9.
Uh-huh.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. It's really simple. We make it hard.
That's it.
We make it hard as individuals, as Christians. We make it hard. We make it rough. But if you're going to make the trip on the good old gospel ship, you're going to have to get saved.
That's it.
Jesus Christ is the way.
Amen.
He's the manna. I've broke the bread for you, and that's all I can do.
That's
all I can do. Jesus sat down, he fed over 5,000, didn't he? He prayed to the Father, and he's breaking the bread. That's what us preachers do. We break the bread. We can't make you come to this altar.
Yeah.
If God can't get you up out of that seat and get you up here, I can't.
Amen.
And I'm not going to drag you up here because that's not how it works.
That's right. That's
I know the night when he got a hold of me, nobody had dragged me.
That's right.
But if you ain't saved, it's a good time to get saved.
Amen.
You better look around what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming. And it ain't going to be long.
Yeah.
Ain't going to be long, but I'm ready. Brother Tommy, I'm ready.
Thank God. Me too.
I'm ready.
Ready to go.
But I feel, it's like we was talking about the pandemic. Sin sickness. That's the pandemic.
That's right.
It's been there ever since Jesus hung on the cross and rose up. That's the problem. But you don't hear anything about that. You don't hear the news broadcasting, hey, somebody got saved today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't hear that. Oh, they don't want that.
That's
right. They ain't going to stop it. I'll say one more thing and I'll hush. I did what God told me to do. I told them down there at Knob one day, I said, you know what? I said, what's them old boys going to do that sits behind those machines that's got radio and they see Jesus' face pop up? They're going to say, well, who's that? It's going to be too late. The mercy door will be shut then.
Yeah.
The mercy door will be shut. If you're going to get it, you need to get it now.
Amen.
Get it now.
Amen.
You ain't got nothing in this world to hold on to because you're not taking it with you. You're not taking your money with you if you got money. You're not taking your cars with you.
Yep.
You're not taking anything with you.
Right.
Not a thing. So what are you holding on to?
That's right.
Ain't something you're holding on to. And it's sin. It's sin. It's something that you don't want to quit. See, your pastor don't live with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God does.
Right. Yeah, he does.
And he'll send a messenger to tell you.
Yeah, thank you, God.
What's wrong?
Thank you, Lord.
And I feel like somebody's not truly saved here.
Thank you, God.
I pray that you'd come. We'd like to pray with you.
Amen.
This could be the best night of your life. You could stand up. You could go home. And you can lay your... I go home every night and lay down and I sleep real good. If God comes during the night, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And that's just how I look at it.
Amen.
I got people at work that's not saved. And they, why do you talk like that? I said, I know where my salvation is.
Yeah, that's right.
Plain simple. I pray for my job. There's a couple of boys coming to church now. So we're going to keep on praying for them boys.
Amen.
But I love you and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, God.